This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know, you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy?
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air. With your host, John Rush.
All right, we are back. Hour number three, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And as always, we appreciate each and every one of you joining us as we introduce our next guest, Jimmy Lee Tillman II. We have a great song that I think is notable to Jimmy Lee. I'll let this play for just 1 second as I bring Jimmy on. Jimmy, how are you, by the way? We'll let this song play for a second.
Yes, thank you.
He's good, by the way, Jimmy. Good stuff. So
yes.
Great song, by the way. If you guys have not ever heard that song, I encourage you to listen to it. But Jimmy Lee Tillman II, welcome to Rush to Reason, and how are you today, sir?
Man, I'm feeling great. Boy, that's an inspiring song. Boy, you just got me fired up.
Awesome.
Boy, you got me fired up with this interview.
That's what we want to do. So we're here to talk about not only CRT, but the way to fight against it, which you've got a great book. It's a handbook of great black American patriots, which, you know, Jimmy, just real quick, I hate having to put the word black in there. They're great American patriots and a guide to national parks, landmarks, statues, museum, and historic places that are dedicated to them. And I don't care what their skin color is.
Right. You see, well, I specifically put the skin color on there to attack the critical race theory.
I get it. I understand.
It was a perfect thing because we're all Americans.
That's right.
You know, we're all Americans, one tribe. But just because this new ideology that black men and women can't read, write, and think is an old slavery mentality that the slave masters gave us a long time ago. So I put this handbook out there to attack them that even though, you know, there's some hard times here in America. I'm not going to sugarcoat it, but all of America was not like the South. You know,
true.
There were great things that were happening. In my handbook, I start off with Phyllis Wheatley. Hmm. You know, a lot of people don't realize Phyllis Wheatley. They probably know her for being a poet. But here he is in the 1700s. Our country has not founded. Here's a black woman reading and writing. But the critical race theorists will tell you that in the founding of our country, blacks could not read or write. Hmm. Now, here's a black woman writing letters of inspiration to General Washington at his moment of doubt. Hmm. When he thought about giving up, here's this black woman writing, because he couldn't write and read at that time, writing this man a letter, encouraging him to keep the fight up. Hmm. This is why we have this great country right now. Hmm. You know, Christmas addicts. You know, here's this black man with his white friends in Boston, getting tired of the British coming over, you know, terrorizing them. And he's standing up for all American rights. And what happened? He gets shot. And what did America do? They rally around this one black man who shed his blood. And here we go. The Revolutionary War started. Hmm. Now, how can we be here in this country, part of this country, shedding blood for this country, and then we've been told that we're second class, undeniable citizens, and we didn't contribute anything? And so this book is to slap back at the critical race theorists who want to put, you know, my ancestors down. Like I said, America has its bloody past, and, you know, but there's a part of American history that must be told. You got to balance it out.
That's right.
And that is what is separating America right now, because a lot of white people don't even realize the great things that we did, that we fought in the Revolutionary War. We were spies for General Washington. We fought every war, the Alamo, every major war
since
the country was founded. We were at the battle lines, and we shed blood, too. That's the definition of a patriot. Someone loves the country and willing to share love for this country. But let the critical race theorists think you. Let them have their way. We're all picking cotton, not all. Couldn't read, not all. Couldn't marry, not all. They were erased apart that Harriet Tubman had to go to the South to bring people up north to free them. If there was no freedom, what was Harriet Tubman's story? What is Frederick Douglass' story if he escaped to go to freedom? That means somewhere there has to be freedom in America.
That's right.
You know,
great
somewhere.
Point.
So they're about to erase the part that people were leaving the South to go to the North for freedom, that Frederick Douglass and Harriet Tubman used the Constitution, threw it at Abraham Lincoln's face to make all America one America by freeing all Americans.
Mm-hmm.
You see, but let them say it. He didn't free slaves. Let them say it. We couldn't read and write. Let them say we can't do math, and yet Benjamin Banneker laid the designs for Washington, D.C., laid patents for Almanac, and went to the Supreme Court to argue to free African Americans out of slavery. But they're not going to tell you that part of the story.
You're right. They won't. And, Jimmy, one of the things too I want to ask you is I feel like this is all still by design. I feel like there is a particular political party and a political class in this country that don't want to see any race, by the way, including the white race, achieve anything in this country. They want to use the golden rule, which is the guy with the gold rules. That's what I feel they want to do. They want to disempower individuals rather than have them be powerful on their own. They hate capitalism. They hate the free market. They hate small business. They hate the fact that anybody, no matter what their skin color is, can go out in America still today and accomplish whatever they want to accomplish. They hate the voucher system, which, by the way, would do more to lift up individuals out of poverty than anything else we could ever institute, yet they, as a party, are 100% against it.
That is so true, but you got to look at historically. You see, the black American was just a standard test of what they were going to do to all Americans. You see, let me use a crime bill for a second, the Joe Biden crime bill that locked more blacks up than anything. You know, I'm not going to talk about them whipping blacks across to slavery. You know, Joe Biden's a racist. I'm not going to touch that. But the point I want to say, let's look at the crime bill for 1 second. They utilized the crime bill to eliminate the constitutional rights for all black citizens. I can come in your house now without a warrant and knock you down your door. You have no rights. I can stop and seize and search. I can stop to search you and seize you with no rights at all. You can't stand on the corner to gather. I can take your property from you. You see, and, you know, you want to hype up the crime, everybody, you know, get in the frizzle. Yeah. But not knowing once they bother you, one American constitutional rights.
That's right.
They're going to come for all
you got
American
it.
Constitutional
Amen.
Rights.
Amen. Jimmy York, you are 1,000% correct. That is exactly why all of us together, no matter what our skin color or lineage, I like calling lineage versus race because we all come from a different lineage. I don't care what color skin we have. And the reality is, you just said it all. We have got to all fight for each other's individual rights or ours will be taken as well.
Right. And that is what the whole thing happens. And now they're trying to miseducate America. You see, maybe it's because Trump is saying make America great. Now, here's the funny part. A lot of people, critical race theorists, want to say we won't take America great back when. Will slavery win? Win white supremacy? No. To me, America was great when General Grant fulfilled Lincoln's obligation by including blacks into society, by letting them become part of government, by including them, by allowing them to build schools, by educating them. You see, that is when America was great, when they started including all citizens into the country. Now, with this new critical race theorist and this new quote-unquote separation, by uneducating people. If a little white girl or a little white boy knew that a black woman encouraged George Washington to build this great country, how much racism will we have? How much racism will we have? We'll see right now, you know, in the 1700s when the country was divided by slave owners and non-slave owners down the middle, you can tell the story about the blacks that stood at Bunker Hill, the blacks that fought at the Alamo, that freed Mexico, Spanish-American War. By lifting those things up, saying, okay, now I will look at my next person as equal value as him loving this country. And instead of buying the Southern strategy, which is that, oh, well, the white man ain't going to do nothing for you. Let me take care of you right now.
Mm-hmm.
The white man is not going to protect you. Matter of fact, let me protect your community by taking your rights from you by giving you a crime bill.
Mm-hmm.
Let me protect you. Let me do all these things. Let me slowly make you depend on you.
That's right.
Depend upon me. And now how about this? We're going to open the borders up And we're going to let everybody in now, not only you, black man, but even the white man who has no education right now and no rights because he didn't say nothing. The black man got his rights taken. Now we're going to take his rights. We're going to let these illegal immigrants over here.
That's right.
We're going to tell everybody that bilingual is the language you have. You must be bilingual to be someone who can get a janitorial job, but yet you didn't teach you bilingual and you didn't teach Spanish in grammar school, nor high school. Now, if I fail in society, black or white, I cannot get a job because a legal immigrant has a job because we've been conquered. And the first line of conquering a country is the nation must submit to your language.
That's right.
You see, and now
you're correct.
He's sitting back here. So now I'm saying this is what's happening now. You know, and it's not a black and white thing.
It's
an American thing.
No, it's to me, Jimmy, it's an American versus communism thing is what it is.
Right.
Communism what seeks to divide. Ooh. They're doing a really good job of it. CRT is just one of their tools in doing so. I believe COVID is another one. COVID's very real, but they've used it very much as a tool to divide us as Americans. And it doesn't matter what race you are. It doesn't matter what color skin you are. The reality is they're using anything they possibly can, Jimmy, to divide us.
Right, that is so true. Let me give you an example. Now, a lot of people, I did a couple of shows, we look at the situation that happened in, Haiti, right here on the border. And you got some people might saying, even on the right, that the left is using this to bash the Border Patrol or what have you. I'm looking at a situation, if you look how the Clinton Foundation, how they destroyed Haiti with all the money and the earthquakes and all the poverty that happened, whether we prevented a coup, or we assisted in the coup, our hands are so tied up in Haiti that 15,000 people is not too hard. We just left them almost, I don't know how many Afghanistans came in here, only 10% of them, 3% get the 3% get the SIV voucher, 7% American, and we'll have no idea who the rest of these people is, but yet then we pass an Asian hate bill, an Asian crime bill, so if we stand up against them, they got a right to sue us because it's not a Chinese bill, they're from Asia. It's how we accept the, slowly, we accept the takeover, like you said, communism takeover, and it's democratic slave mentality. Well, not only, see, what people fail to realize, not blacks are not only enslaved in the South, there was whites enslaved.
That's right. That's right, Jimmy. You're correct.
They want to make you just think that it was just only blacks. So if the Democratic Party can put their whole manipulation back in it, the South want to win. They lost the war, and they've been trying to gather back
that's
what they
right.
lost for hundreds of years.
You are
you
so
see,
right.
And division right now is the best thing they have going.
Yep. You are so right. You are so right. Spot on.
Everybody across America right now, no matter what town you might live in, on a Friday night lights, there's somebody of a different color playing with your son right now. You're cheering for him.
That's
right. On that Saturday, somebody on that college team, different race, whatever, you're cheering for him. Come Sunday, the same thing. You know, we're on the same team. There is no, see, they would like to tell you that in America, it's racist, racist, racist. There's elements that can be true of that, but America has more prejudices than it does racism, than it was what I would consider overt or even undercover racism. Hmm. In today's society, if I saw you walking down the street looking funny, I ain't got to put my head in a bucket and laugh. If I want to marry your daughter, you can't do, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. If you were to call me the N-word, I can take everything what you have. You know, I can sit in the front of the bus, I can drink some water, but just because of prejudice, prejudging it, which all humans have, you know, Americans might be full of prejudice, but to broad stroke it as being we're so racially divided, they can't believe it. But yet this summer, Black Lives Matter had more white people in it. And you go look to a mega rally, you'll see a bunch of black people at a mega rally standing behind Trump.
That's right.
In a racially divided situation, how can these people come together under these ideas and stand together if we're so divided by race?
Amen. Amen. Jimmy, how do folks find you, sir?
Okay, you can find me. Okay, I got a couple of emails. Please check this out. First of all, you can find the book, Tillman's Handbook of Great Black American Patriots, a Guide to National Parks and Landmarks, Statue Museum, and Historical Places. You can find it at my webpage, TillmanFamilyPress.com,
okay,
or Lulu.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or you can, that's the book. You can find me at JimmyLeetoDC.com, or my organization, the Martin Luther King Republicans. We're a black Republican organization named Martin Luther King. We operate on his principles, content, not color. It's all about the Constitution. Martin Luther King did more for black Americans using the Constitution. And when you read my book, you'll see that all the gains that we have done, my race particularly, have gotten in this country, we have used the Constitution. I'll make one point just before I close out the show. Look up Ida B. Wells, who did an anti-lynching law. Now, at this time, lynching was very big. And how can these white men not shut her up or stop her down? She has freedom of the press. I'm able to write my what I can say and publish my guard, and I can use my constitutional rights. You cannot stop me. There's not a lot to stop her. Every gain we have gotten is for the Constitution. And that's why the Democratic Party wants to take it from us.
That's right.
And all I'm saying is, my white brothers and my white American brothers and sisters, when you see them come at our Constitution, rights, what have you, you may say, you may think funny good, what have you. Know that you're next.
That's right. That's right.
You know, the Second Amendment, they want to say they shouldn't have guns. They want to say it for us. No, they're saying it for us. They're not saying it for us. You know, more black Americans don't have too many guns like white America. So they want to put it all like all gun control. But you know what I'm saying? They come after our rights.
That's right. You're right.
You know, that's all I got to go.
Yeah, and Jimmy, love you, man. This is great. We'll have you back. This is fabulous. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Those links, by the way, that Jimmy just gave, we'll have those up on the website later tonight. Jimmy Lee Tillman II, thank you for joining us. It's been a joy, sir. Keep up the great work. We love you, man. Appreciate it, man.
All right. God bless America.
God bless America, Jimmy. I appreciate it very much. Let's do this. Absolute Electrical Heating and Air is coming up next, folks. Anything you need when it comes to what's going on around the house with your electrical system, your heating system, your air conditioning, and or your boiler, your hot water system, they can help you. Find them at klzradio.com or call direct 720-526-0231.
Happy customers lead to a successful business. From the beginning, Absolute Electrical Heating and Air has had one defining goal: happy customers. Owner and founder of Absolute, Lewis, had been known to personally drive to a job site to solve a customer's electrical issue. As a master electrician himself, Lewis wanted to make sure every job was done right. But in order to become the number one home services provider in the Denver metro area, Lewis couldn't keep handling every job himself. He needed a team of technicians he could trust to serve customers with the same level of care that he would provide. Over time, Lewis and his leadership team developed a thorough vetting process unique to the industry to find technicians with both technical aptitude and the customer service skills that set Absolute apart. Now, Lewis knows he'll have happy customers because he trusts all of his technicians to stand by their promise. From call to care, we'll be there. 720-526-0231.
For quality and service beyond compare, call Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
All right, insurance is something we need. You don't always like writing the check, but when it's there and something's happened, you're glad you have it. Don't overpay for insurance, but also make sure you have enough. That's where Paul Lewinberger comes into play. He'll let you know exactly what you need to make sure you're properly insured. 303-662-0789.
The rebate program with American National Insurance saves everyone money by incentivizing responsible money management. Depending on the cost, customers of Paul Lewinberger will sometimes choose to pay out of pocket rather than making a claim because they'd rather receive the sizable rebate at the end of 3 years than pay their deductible now. As a result, American National Insurance tends to pay out fewer claims each year compared to the competition, which is in part what gives them an A credit rating. American National Insurance then passes along that benefit to their customers by keeping their rates as good or better than their competition. With other insurance companies, you'd need to purchase extra rider policies at additional cost in order to receive comparable coverage. But American National Insurance rewards personal responsibility. Call Paul Lewinberger now for more comprehensive home insurance coverage at remarkably reasonable rates. 303-662-0789. 303-662-0789.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, I got a little something I'll play in between guests here because I don't have a lot of time, but Richard actually sent me this and my son, and I thought, oh, all right, this is worth playing. I think most of you will get a chuckle out of this. I did the math, by the way, the same thing that this particular gentleman on this video did, but here's a video that you will enjoy. Charlie, I think my sound is up. Here we go.
you have an extraordinarily small chance of being hospitalized or dying from COVID. We're talking about more than 99.999% of fully vaccinated Americans surviving thanks to the vaccine. Let's bring in our numbers whiz, Harry Enten.
What I'm interested in is comparing the fully vaccinated to those who are unvaccinated. And what we know is at this particular point, if you are unvaccinated, your chance of dying is 25 times higher than if you're vaccinated.
Okay, let's run the numbers. 100 minus 99.999 is 0.001 times 25, 0.025. 100 minus 0.025 gets us 99.975. Wait, that sounds a lot less scary now. Stan?
In other words, even though they say it's 25 times higher, it takes the 99.999% figure they just gave on the news to 99.975. Folks, we're being duped. I continue to say that. I will continue to say it. Is COVID real? Absolutely. I have had family members that have had it. My mom and dad have had it. I've had close friends, brother-in-laws. I've had other friends of our show here that have had it. Some have it as we speak. By the way, those of you that are listening, get well quickly. So it's real. I'm not saying it's not. But as we continue to say, and we'll cover this tomorrow with Steve and Dr. Victory, there is so much deception on the part of government agencies, quote-unquote health departments, that it's just crazy. And it's high time we started calling these people out, started making them stand up for what's right, which they're not at this point, and basically calling them on the carpet as needed, which I've done most of this show and will continue to do. It's a bunch of garbage that some of these folks are allowed to get by with the things they're getting by with. So, all right, we're gonna shift gears here. Next segment, Greg Stube is going to join us. He's a Green Beret who served and almost died in Afghanistan. He's been on Fox News, and he's going to talk about the ongoing situation in Afghanistan. We'll come back and talk to him in just 1 minute. Extreme Auto Repair is up next. Don't forget about the 10% off any maintenance or repair the entire month of September. You can still take advantage of that. Go to klzradio.com or call 303-841-1071.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair doesn't make excuses. Right now, auto repair shops across the country have full lots because nobody can find the parts they need. Delays in the supply chain have led to nationwide shortages, so suppliers have started raising prices. Smaller shops run by one or two guys just don't have the time or resources to spend hours on the phone hunting down parts. Corporate chains don't care enough to even try. The team at Extreme Auto Repair takes every delay personally. They don't believe in sitting back and hoping things will get better, nor will they gouge their customers. Thanks to their buying power, the team at Extreme Auto has more leverage than a one- or two-person shop, along with the manpower to locate parts. They're working harder to protect their customers by maintaining competitive prices and wait times. Fill out the contact form now at klzradio.com/extreme for an exclusive Rush to Reason discount. Extreme Auto Repair in Parker. Promises kept.
Flashing back, folks, you need somebody that's trial tested and trial ready. He's not afraid to go to court. He's not afraid to represent you no matter what the situation is. That's what Kevin does. Find him at fleshlawfirm.com. By the way, I all need a good attorney. One of the first things people ask is, do you know a good attorney? I do. Kevin Flesh is his name. 303-806-8886.
At Flesh and Beck Law, your attorney sets you at ease from the first meeting so you have the space to think clearly. After an injury, you immediately start worrying about how you will afford the healing process. You start thinking about insurance deductibles, physical therapy appointments, vehicle repairs, and how to pay for rent in the meantime. Listening to one calm, qualified voice throughout the process will help you think rationally instead of making decisions based on anxiety. Call Flesh and Beck Law for a free, no-obligation consultation, and you will talk to a lawyer right away, not some legal assistant who just wants to find out how much money your case might be worth. Then, once you and your attorney both decide to move forward with your case, you will continue working with that attorney the whole time. The same person who meets you for a consultation will also sit beside you in court.
Eliminate the fear of the unknown. Call Flesh and Beck Law at 303-806-8886.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, as we await our guest to call in. By the way, I got a text message a minute ago from Richard that, which I get stuff from all of you guys all day long, and I appreciate it very much. But this one happens to be a tweet that has gone out by I don't know who this person is, Lori Garrett, but there is a winter forecast of the COVID scenario hub, and it sees two things. Child vaccinations won't make a lot of difference as we head into the winter months, and that the U.S. epidemic, I like the fact they call it that versus pandemic, will decline by December with or without a new variant from the virus. So I don't have all of this information in front of me as far as what backs up this data. I will look into it and bring some of that to you tomorrow. But there is some epidemiological work that has been put in behind this. There's a website that I just went to that actually shows this. And essentially what it's showing is that, again, whether you're doing childhood vaccinations or not, it's not changing the outcome of how the winter looks. And even with a quote-unquote new variant that may come along, which there most likely will be. In fact, we'll talk about this some tomorrow. It's pretty well known that the vaccines are most likely causing some of these variants that we're now having, all of them, actually. But even with the new variant, the winter doesn't look that bad. I say all that to say this. We still have health departments, like Jeffco, that want to run around, wield their power, make sure that certain private institutions, i.e. schools, do things the way they want them done, not the way the school, the parents, the teachers, and the administrators want them done. In other words, they know better, or so they think. And as I said earlier, I'm just going to make sure I add this in. And I'm not against anybody that decides to never go into private, you know, the private side of the sector. I get it. Some people like working for the government. They like that pension. They like the comfortability that's there and so on. And I get it. Okay, that's fine. I'm not against those individuals. Until they try to run all the rest of our lives and yet have never been in our shoes. That's my problem. I'm not against any state, federal, city, county worker at all. Not at all. We in some cases, although few, need them. And Andy and I have talked about that before. Where do we actually need them? Far less areas than we do. The majority of what government does could be done by someone else. Privatize it is my point. But they do it because as the machine gets bigger, it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger to the point where there's literally millions of people now working for federal, state, county, local governments. I don't even know what the actual number is, but it's huge. Far too many, by the way. Far too many. The private sector can always do it better. There's but yet a few exceptions where the private sector doesn't do as good a job. But my point is, we now have individuals, and real quick, not doctors that are in practice, but doctors, I feel, in name only, that are now telling the rest of us how we should live our lives. How to stay, quote unquote, protected. They have, in the last 2 years, 18 months, been given a platform that they've never had before, historically speaking. And I've said this all along. They are not going to let that baton of power go. Period. They are going to run that baton around that track and hand it off to as many other baton holders as possible until Christ comes. I mean that sincerely, folks. There's only going to be one thing that stops them from wielding that power. Us. Us, you and me. Those of us that feel like they have far too much power. The non-Karens of the world, by the way. So the baton holders and Karens have now taken force. They're in charge, or so they think. And they want to tell everyone else how to run their lives. And frankly, they've done a pretty good job of that, telling us how to run our lives, I mean. Not in actually doing it, but in telling us what to do. These people have got power now they've never had in their life. They're literally drunk on it. They're not going to give it up. They're going to use it in any way they see fit. And Constitution, they don't care about. That last part, by the way, is really key. They don't care about the Constitution and what it says. They feel like because it's a matter of health, the Constitution goes out the window. Doesn't matter what it says. Doesn't matter that you have individual liberty and freedom. Makes no difference to them. They don't care. Everyone's health becomes more important than what our founding fathers wrote in those documents. That one document, by the way. And if you don't think I'm telling you the truth, look around. Look at what's happened the past 18 months. You know, it's interesting, too, by the way, just as I'm talking to all of you that are listening, and I know there's a lot of you on the left that listen, how come none of you on the left ever call in and comment or argue with me, set me right, quote-unquote, when it comes to these things? I know you're listening. Why is it I never hear from you? It's crickets on your side. I mean, I say some pretty powerful things on my side of the microphone, and you let me. You never challenge me at all, and I think you don't because you know I'm right. If you thought there was a challenge, you'd be challenging me. Some have. I had one particular caller, I don't know, it's a month or 6 weeks, probably 6 weeks ago now, Charlie, that challenged me. Samantha was her name. She challenged me that I was wrong. I was wrong on the viruses, blah, 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 blah. I let her talk. I just let her vent for 15, 20 minutes. She told me that, you know, we would be in a world of hurt as a country. The rate of infection would just continue to climb. The death numbers would just continue to climb. By the way, none of that's happened. I was right. She was wrong. No, they haven't. Actually, in Colorado, our numbers have been really flat. Yeah, lots of cases running around. Like I just said a moment ago, I know people that have COVID. Yeah, I do. So be it. I'm also going to say this. And not trying to be callous towards anybody that's had a hard time with COVID or anybody that's even lost a family member over COVID. I don't want to sound calloused at all. But in a regular flu season, how many reported deaths, people that are older that die of pneumonia or people that give childbirth that end up getting pneumonia or getting the flu that pass away giving childbirth and on down the line we go, how many of those do you ever hear about in a normal flu season? Zero, right? None. We don't hear about those. Rarely do you ever hear about somebody that's died in that particular situation. Yet they have. You can go back through medical records and death certificates and so on and find those individuals I just mentioned. You never heard about those prior. But now, every single time, somebody that's out of the norm of being elderly or anything along those lines gets sick and dies of COVID, it makes the news everywhere. Almost coast to coast. Do you see how we're being played with all of this, folks? And what the news media and these epidemiologists slash book scholars slash never worked a real day in their life slash state, federal, local, county workers have done to us? I really want you to think about this. Look at what they've done. Look at how they now control the entire narrative across the board. Every single time you turn on the TV or look at any kind of a news site, one of the first headlines you'll see is who had a problem with COVID. You're not seeing anything about who died from a vaccine or who had a problem with a vaccine or who has an enlarged heart because of a vaccine or who has a blood clot because of a vaccine. Must I go on, folks? You don't see any of that. Why? Because they only want you to see and hear and understand one side of this. They also won't show you the millions upon millions upon millions of individuals that had very little problems with COVID, or even if they did have one, survived COVID. You're not hearing any of their stories. All the stories you hear, whether it be on social media, whether it be on Google, whether it be on, you know, any other search engine you go find, whether it's on any local or national news site, the only ones that you're going to see are those that struggled, not the opposite. And does my heart go out to those families that have lost loved ones? Absolutely it does. I know what that's like. I know what that feels like. You all know that. I know firsthand what that feels like. So please, I'm not downplaying anybody that's lost a person because of COVID or the result of them being sick and having another, you know, comorbidity. I mean, no matter what, somebody dying is still rough on loved ones and a family and the folks that they leave behind. It's not a fun day ever. I get that, folks. I fully understand what that's like. It's not fun. I fully understand it. It's sad. It breaks our heart. They're no longer with us. I understand all of that. But I also understand that just because that happened doesn't give anyone the right to force their feelings, their opinions, and what they feel is safe, quote unquote, upon anyone else. Doesn't work that way. Like Andy said yesterday, if this was really about public health and safety, we'd all be driving 10 miles an hour or not at all. Cars would be banished. If this was really about public safety, there'd be lots of things that go on in our world around us that would change if it's all about your safety. The reality is, it isn't. Folks, let me tell you one thing. We know this is a fact. I've talked about this on Wednesday so much, I think I've memorized this by now, Charlie. If this was all about public safety, white sugar and white processed flour would be banned in the United States of America and you couldn't buy it on any shelf. We know the side effects of it. We know what it does to people. We know the obesity that it causes. We know the heart disease that it causes. We know all of the side effects of sugar alone. And yet, any of us can go down right now and buy as much sugar off of any shelf you want to and leave that store with it. Folks, again, this is not about your safety. And don't let any public health department official tell you otherwise. They're lying. Because if it was, what I just said would be true. But it's not. And by the way, I'm not against sugar or flour and the banning of that. Or, you know, for the banning of it. If you want to buy it, go buy it. You know, it's your choice. My point is, though, we know the effects, the ill effects of what sugar does inside of our bodies and what it's done to our country, more so here than probably most other countries around the world, and yet you can still go down and buy it today. Not a problem. We understand the ill effects of oxycodone and how addictive it is to people, and yet we still prescribe it. In fact, we will give it out as candy in some cases. We also know that there are other treatments outside of oxycodone that people can take for their pain. I talked to Sean about it from Franktown Firearms earlier. There's a lot of homeopathic and other things you can do to reduce pain, yet we'll push oxycodone instead. So tell me how this is about your health. Folks, I'm only getting started. I could go down a laundry list of things that we as a country do that are adverse to your health. So when they come out and tell you that all of this and making sure that your kids go to school and wear a mask and this is about health and safety, they are so full of crap, it's ridiculous. They're lying. And it's high time we started calling all of these individuals out. I'm tired of it, folks. I really am. I am sick and tired of public health officials telling us how to live our lives when they are flat out wrong and lying. I don't know about you, but I'm mad. I'm upset. I'm ticked off, and I'm tired of it. And you need to be the same way. It's a bunch of garbage. It's a bunch of garbage that we've put up with this as long as we have, and that there's enough people out there that are going along with this that think that's the right thing to do that are all for it. It's called brainwashing, folks. That's what they've done. And it's high time it stopped. We got to call it out, start fighting against it, and get it ended. And it's going to take all of you, along with me, to make this happen. But I'm tired. I'm fed up. I'm mad, as you can tell. I'm ticked. I don't know. Maybe I finally got to the breaking point this week, but I'm ticked. I'm mad. It's garbage. and we need to end it. Affordable interest mortgage is next. Kurt's going to come on tomorrow. We're going to talk about mistakes buyers make when buying a home. It'll be a great day. You'll want to listen to the entire hour. We'll have lots of tips on not only mortgages, but how the asset manager program works and so on. You'll want to listen tomorrow night at 5. In the meantime, though, anything you need when it comes to your mortgage, please give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the asset manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Marianne with Brightview Landscaping Services said, "I would just like to say that we really enjoy working with BES. If I need a toner, I just make a call and they send it out right away. If we have any issues with our equipment, which we rarely do, they come out right away and our copier that we lease works very well. I would highly recommend this company to any business that's interested in having great customer service and equipment that works great. If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or need service on equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
You know you ought to take a second look at your home and auto insurance because premiums keep going up, but you haven't set aside the time. Let Paul Lenigro and his team at Group Insurance Analysts help you for free. Make one free phone call today to review your plan. 303-423-0162.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, folks, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Yeah, I know, I'm ranting and raving today. Was doing it yesterday. Seems like I've been doing it for a while now, and I appreciate all the text messages and things that you all say and the kind words and things you throw my way. I really do appreciate it. And all I can say is this. I know it's tiring. I know all of this can be a burden sometimes. Sometimes you just want to go away and not think anything about it and not worry about it. But at the end of the day, we can't. We got to keep fighting, folks. We can't stop. This isn't going to end. I was mistaken. I'll be the first to admit it. I even told Charlie this some 18 months ago. When COVID first started, you know, I was one of those guys that said, oh, you know, this too will pass. It's not a big deal. I can't see this lasting very long. I think even Dan and I on air talked about it and how it wouldn't be that big of a deal. You know, how could this affect a country like ours? Blah, 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 blah. Man alive, was I wrong. Holy cow. I had no idea the powers that be would take something like this and run with it like they have. From, you know, mask mandates to now splitting people apart when it comes to vaccines, even inside of own homes and families. And I believe, by the way, all of this by design. They've wanted to do this, and they've accomplished it, by the way. We've allowed it. And frankly, folks, I'm not sure why we have. I know conservatives, Christians, that have bought into all this nonsense. And as I mean, nonsense, I mean the response to COVID. Not COVID. COVID's real. I get it. The Chinese made it, along with Fauci and the NIH. Okay, they made it. No denying that. COVID's real. Came out of the lab, produced. I believe it's a bioweapon. Still believe that. Somebody's got to prove me otherwise. I believe it was released before its time. I don't know if it was released on purpose, but once it was used to affect an election, to gain control, to get people to think differently than they ever have before. I believe, honestly, to prepare folks for the end times. Yes, I believe that, folks. I don't believe we're in the end times, but is it fast approaching? And are people super gullible? Yeah, they are. Jeez, are they ever? You got people today believing in stuff that, honestly, I wouldn't have thought 2 years ago they would ever believe in. but they somehow do. They've bought into it, hook, line, and sinker. I don't get it. I really thought that the United States of America had more intelligent individuals willing to fight for their freedoms rather than just give them up on a silver platter. Here you go. Here you go, government. Here's my freedom. I don't want it anymore. You can have it back. I'd rather be safe. I'd rather hold up in my home. I'd rather be lazy, not go to work, hang around my house in my jammies for a year plus and collect unemployment as opposed to go out of my house because here's my freedom on the platter. You can have it back. I don't want it. I don't need it anymore. You can take care of me. It's all good. Oh, vaccines? Okay, yeah, give me that shot in the arm. No big deal. I'll take that too. If it keeps me safe, I'm good. That's what they've all said. Not all. I get some really do need it, and I understand that. But you know where I'm going with this, folks. And those of you that are parents that want to get your kids vaccinated, you need a lobotomy. Literally. Unless your child has some sort of high comorbidity, please don't give them the vaccine. They don't need it. And when I say you need a lobotomy, you do. Literally, you need a lobotomy. Because you're not thinking straight. You're listening to all of the wrong things that are out there. You're not looking at the data. You're not listening to the real experts. You're just following along with every other lemming that's out there that's ready to jump off the cliff. For those of you, by the way, that don't know what a lemming is, it used to be a game. And all the lemmings would get together. One would go over the cliff. The rest would too. Sort of like sheep. One sheep jumps off. The rest will too. Sheep are dumb, by the way. Really, really, really dumb. I believe that's why Christ, when he was here, compared us to sheep. Because a sheep needs a shepherd. Because they're dumb as a rock. They have no idea how to even come out of the rain on their own. Somebody has to lead them to make that happen. They won't do it on their own. That's how dumb sheep are. Sorry, sheep. Don't mean to pick on you, but the good Lord himself is the one that compared us to you. Why? Because he knew we needed a shepherd, we needed lead, and we needed somebody that would come along and give us common sense at times and lead us in the right direction. We've lost that in this country, by the way, folks. It's high time we got some of that back. I hope I'm doing my part daily to get some of that back because we've got to. We got to keep fighting, keep telling people the truth, tell them what's going on, give them the real data, give them the real numbers, explain to them what's really happening around them, wake them up out of this slumber that they're in. Literally, they are in a sleep. A government-induced sleep, COVID sleep, I guess we could call it. They're in the COVID cult, basically. All right, Frank Dunn Firearms coming up next. They joined us the entire first hour. If you missed any of that, you can actually go back and catch that on the podcast. Go to the website, rushtoreason.com, and find it there. Otherwise, anything you need when it comes to guns, ammo, getting ready for, the training of, you name it, they're there. And it's well worth the drive out, by the way, to get everything I just said at Franktown Firearms. Again, find them at klzradio.com or 720-770-7777.
The team at Franktown Firearms wants to help beginners take responsibility for their own safety. You can be a complete novice to the shooting sports and still benefit from a tactical training course. It's all about the aha moment when you start to picture how you'd respond in a real-life scenario. Walking down the range toward a moving target instead of remaining stationary gives you a much better sense of how accurate you'd be in a home invasion situation. Suddenly, you understand why you'd rather use a shotgun than a pistol for at-home security. Because it's a whole lot easier to hit a moving target with a shotgun. Franktown Firearms keeps their training courses affordable and fun, so everyone can develop confidence through practice with a pistol, rifle, or shotgun. You don't need a membership to sign up for classes, so register now. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/franktown for exclusive KLZ discounts. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. A lot of great text messages coming in. Thank you very much for that. I do appreciate it. Somebody sent me this. He said, great show, John. Keep getting the word out. And they sent me a meme. If they were truly worried about new variants, and of course, COVID in general, the border would be closed and they wouldn't be letting, I'm adding to this now, they wouldn't be letting tens of hundreds of thousands of unvaccinated, COVID-ridden migrants walk across the border. Yes, I just said that. If they really were worried about your health, once again, they would be doing that. But once again, they are not worried about your health. This is 100% about total control over your life, the life of your kids, and all future generations. This is a communist takeover of our country, and we're watching it firsthand. Please, please, please fight against it. That's all I can ask. Please fight against it. National Crawford Roundtable is next. Otherwise, we'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.